...... Well, fill in the blanks. It will be interesting to see what this latest Clinton sex scandal brings. The boy, Danny Williams Clinton, states that Bill is his dad. His mother, a minority Little Rock prostitute, claims Bill saw her while jogging past her tenement when she was 24 and introduced himself. Bill then came back with a little cash and supposedly initiated the intimacy in the bushes, a flagrante delecto. Well, no wonder he loves the bushes so much. According to the mother, she knew Bill was her child's father since he was the only white man she had known that month. Or she'd had that month. Is this true? Who knows? But does anyone doubt Bill could entangle himself in such a silly story? Meanwhile, Danny wants to meet his dad and intriguingly says no DNA test was ever conducted, as was first claimed when this story came out years ago. And the 30-year-old claims he is a true Clinton through and through. Meanwhile, as Julian Assange and his WikiLeaks get ready for a massive hit on Hillary, he has proof that she asked in an earlier email if Assange could be removed by drone strike. Is that her idea of being a Secretary of State? What's going on here? No wonder he doesn't want to stand on a balcony and give a speech about it. Now, but for all you believers out there, the Haitians and Caribbeans could sure use your prayers in the coming days as Hurricane Matthew bears down with 140-mile-per-hour winds and 35-inch-plus rains. Good morning, 608. Kelly O'Connell, the fourth day of October. And boy, we got a lot on the plate today. 523-1450 to call in. Now, I want to get to this. Of course, I want to get to this story about Bill. And do I believe in it? I don't have any beliefs on it one way or the other. I'm not sure what's in the news. But I will tell you this. I do think if something like that's possible, there's a complete horn dog. And from what I understand, it is still a complete horn dog. So, no, I mean, there was no DNA test, and if he looks kind of like Bill, and Bill has famously admitted to some of his other girlfriends that he's had thousands and thousands of affairs and sexual assignations, as they say in the literary world, then by all means, it could be his child. Now, I want to shift gears here for you for this hurricane to find out the latest. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, Haiti is, and I lived in a Haitian neighborhood in Miami, believe it or not, which was a terrible ghetto. But that's when I was working over in the university and had to immediately relocate off campus. The problem with Haiti is that it's so poor that they don't have the ability to buy modern traditional fuels such as oil and coal, that type of thing. The island is totally impoverished. So Haiti means mountainous. There's all kind of mountains in Haiti, and they have gone up and cut the trees off these mountains a long time ago to make charcoal. And so, and even when the United Nations came in and planted 1 million trees, they came in, you know, they went through the wall or the gate, whatever, over the fence, and went in and cut these down before they were grown. So that's how desperately poor they are. So anyway, there's a lot of, you know, when a mountain or a hill doesn't have anything growing on it, then the water just cascades down. So that's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is they don't have any infrastructure. There's about, I think, somewhere around 8 million people that live on the island. You know how many water treatment plants they have there? Zero. That's what the Clintons should have built for them. Anyway, here's a little bit from Hurricane Matthew. A catastrophic Haiti strike. Hurricane warnings expanded to northwest Bahamas. U.S. impacts ahead. And they think that it could go up the east coast of Florida and go all, from Miami all the way up to the Carolinas and even up to Virginia. So check this out.
The Bahamas on standby for the Category 4 Hurricane Matthew as it heads its way next. Beyond that, it's the U.S. on deck, and the forecast is getting a little more certain. Now, the National Hurricanes official track is taking this up eastern seaboard. All interest, Florida to the Carolinas, need be on standby. Track has moved further to the west. Still, there is no direct landfall being projected, but we do know that later this week, tropical storm force winds are going to move in. So you can see beyond Nassau by Thursday, the winds start to pick up, and it's not just the winds that we're going to feel into the weekend. It will also be rain and, yes, some big waves in the forecast expected. So no direct landfall as of right now, but that could change. This is still a very important storm to watch.
And a massive storm. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Now, here's a little bit more from the Weather Channel.
Powerful Atlantic tropical storm in almost a decade has already caused the deaths of at least three people. Monday, a fisherman died in Haiti when his boat capsized. Torrential rain has been battering Haiti, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic as this Category 4 storm continues to move through the Caribbean. National and international authorities have been rushing to meet what has been predicted as a humanitarian disaster in Haiti. In Cuba, the government has evacuated over 600,000 people from Santiago de Cuba and other eastern cities, moving residents inland. And the United States government has airlifted 770 from naval base and U.S. residents along the southeast coast are being urged to prepare now. The governors of Florida and North Carolina have issued a state of emergency ahead of the storm.
So, there's just if it hits the wrong way, it could be tens of thousands of casualties. They just don't have the housing is very poorly contained. And then they've got the test that would hit on Cuba, who's right across from Haiti, and then other places that would